Testing. Testing.
You can see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mothers cry cause the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this show, Watchmen for Jesus. Family, welcome. We're here Monday. I'm here Monday through Friday. I keep saying we, but I guess I include all those who've been following me along all these years, 6 years now, I guess. Going on 6 years, and somebody told me August or September. I don't keep track of it, really. I don't look backwards. I look forwards. Forwards. I'm here Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m., for my regular broadcast, which is a mixture of every subject that is covered by this Illuminati. Every subject they cover. And there's seven, to be exact. Seven areas that they control with engineers, with experts. That is correct. It is down to a science, and people don't realize it. They don't realize it. The banking, the business, the military, politics, education, the media, religions, all of them, intelligence agencies, medicine, drug companies, illegal drugs, organized crime, are under councils, committees, and perfectly controlled. Any one of them get out of hand, family, they kill them. Or a member of their family. Do you understand this? This is no game. It's no playtime. It's not a conspiracy theory. These are irrefutable facts that contains the evidence of this real conspiracy. People can deny it. He will not prove it otherwise. It's not going to happen. All people can do is deny. And when you show them the evidence, they run away. Every single time. Bar none. And then they wipe it from their mind completely and go right back to what the news says, goes right back to the newspapers, goes right back to that nonsense they were taught in school of a humanist system. Just like a rubber band, you pull it. Oh, I got it pulled. It's going to break apart. Great. I'm going to pull this rubber band apart and break it. No, they let go and it steps right back in position where they were before. Every single time. Only a few of us, it seems, has cut that rubber band in the middle, just cut it up in half, split it. It's sometimes it's frustrating, really, when you provide them tons of evidence, and the minds just have nothing to do with IQ, nothing to do with position of power, unless they're in control of it. Then they'll also deny it. Call you a wacko and walk away. They can't disprove it, though. Family, this conspiracy is real. It's controlled. Like the environment of a goldfish bowl. And that's a fact. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast now. And I'm going to talk today about the world unions in more detail as I have started funneling down to more exact descriptions, agendas, names. And if you don't want to know it, you just not want to go listen today. You don't want to listen. You want to go talk about ISIS or all these other controlled organizations. But when I want to bust open your little world, it makes people uneasy. Now, I get nothing for it. I have no self-interest of advancing anywhere, no capitalist or financial or personal or book or CD or DVD or BVD or whatever. I have no interest of that at all, only to inform people of what the reality is. And I just go about my little routine in Andy Griffinville here in Mount Airy. That's it. That's that simple. I make sure I don't belong to any organization, movement, flag, petition, or whatever. I don't get involved in all that stuff that anchors you down and incumbent, or it's encumbered. It's very cumbersome because I don't trust who's organized these organizations, and rightfully so. I got good reason because I know the purpose of the Tea Party. I know the purpose of the Oath Keepers. Purpose of all these organizations are to isolate you. You just don't understand that, how they work. People don't. Then there's a lot of folks out there that do, but they're quiet. They have a voice when they go out in town or something, or at home, and everybody calls them wacko. But so they got to sit alone and find out what they read, what they found out, and keep silent because nobody believes them. Some of us have a radio program. We're able to do it with a small audience of sort. Although I will admit, my audience has grown to like 60, 65 countries. It surprised me when I found that out. So it's not so small when you have archives and they can download it. Family, people have to know. And then I just say, well, God, do what you're going to do with it. And put people there that you want to hear the word. I'm not looking to exalt myself. I'm looking to exalt Jesus Christ. That's it. Not exalt him, but worship him and witness about Jesus. That's the only solution you got. There is no other. There is no human organization, no human movement. There is none on the face of this entire planet. Not one that's going to solve this except Jesus Christ. There is none. Ron Paul or Timbuktu, we don't know about yet, that I am a patriot of America. Baloney. He's lying. I don't care who it is. You don't even know it yet? No, I don't know who it is. Whoever it is, he's lying. I'll tell you right off the get-go. He wouldn't be alive if he was a real patriot, so to speak. Patriot is used as a weapon in every country to cause wars. Patriotism is designed to foment the emotional expression of defense. So anytime they fall back and they can't get control, rise up for your country! Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how they do it. It's like a weapon. It's always been that way. It works every single time in every single country. Do it for your family. Yeah, he gets a response every single time. It's all psychological manipulation to control the masses called mob psychology. It works in every country. Always has. They vilified Jesus Christ and he was a savior. Hey, about that, huh? Except you have a little bit, for those that don't believe in him and those that don't like what he stands for, you got a little bit of a problem. He's coming back. Yeah, buddy. The grave couldn't hold him. He will be back. This generation, next generation, it don't matter. When you die, you're going to heaven or you're going to hell. You go into heaven, you'll see him before he gets back. If you don't, yeah, well, do the math on that. And the difference is taking him as your savior and not waiting till the drama starts. You say, well, what drama are you talking about? I'm talking about the tribulations. The takedown of America will start. What already has, says the conspiracy theorist. No, not like it's coming. The takedown began 1950. It was like a silent cancer. So the doctor says, you're going to die in 2 weeks. That's the real takedown when he tells you the news. The takedown, the cancer started in 1950. Well, technically 1970, but I mean 1776. That's correct. Absolutely. I can prove it. But the real takedown, the attack of America, as they planned, the Illuminati and generations, they planned this to be the last bastion, the last obstacle to setting up the New World Order. It's all planned this way. They've had a couple of snafus in the past generations, but they readjusted, passed it on the next generation of Illuminati. They had to delay it a number of decades. But they're on track, with the exception. I'm going to lay it out today, and we'll see where it goes. I have to redo last... I had a little problem with last night's broadcast, so I'll have up the last night's broadcast, 4 to 6, later on by the weekend. I a little bit of a problem with transferring it. This doggone electronics drives me crazy. I'm an old baby boomer, you know. Computer's not working. Oh, it's not plugged in. Oh, that fixed that. Saved me $100. So... you know, I'm working on that. Let's dedicate the broadcast. I got a lot to tell you today, family. A lot to tell you. Lord, we come before you today in prayer. Lord, we lift up to you, Father, this network and its works and all those listening and those participating. Father, we call upon you with your Holy Spirit to give us wisdom, discernment. I pray, Lord, Father, me being here, I pray for more patience. And I pray, Lord, you forgive me of my sins and my thoughts if they've not been pleasing to you. So that, Father, the Holy Spirit may guide me in what I have to do in this broadcast. Father, I pray, we pray for those listening. Father, you hear their prayers too. Father, you hear their silent prayers. As I'm praying now, Lord, you hear their prayers specifically for them, for their families, for their work, Father, for their spiritual development, and the cries within, Father, they're seeking answers. Father, to give us conviction, Holy Spirit, to let us know what's holding the prayers back, that, Lord, that if we have some unforgiven sin, or unforgiven trespass that you remind us of it, that we can clear it up, Lord. We do pray for our families. Father, we pray for the families to come together and to heal families that's grown apart. Father, we know that you allow us, when you know we're going to do it, to clean up old debts, Father, of any emotional ties or unforgiveness in our hearts, that, Father, you set it up sometimes that we're able to clear that debt And you give us opportunity to apologize or to accept apology or, Father, to clean it up so we may move forward. Father, we pray for those seeking jobs that are in fear of their livelihood. That, Father, they're still hanging in there. We know that, Lord, this could be a test for them. We pray for those specifically, you know, in our minds. We lift them up to you. But Father, we know the tests and trials are coming. We know, Lord, you won't lead us through temptation. We know the temptations come from Satan. But Father, you give us the grace to handle it. Father, we thank you for that. Lord, we pray for the country, for this awakening to happen, to show who really is the enemy. And Father, to show us what our weapons against this spiritual enemy really is. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Bible, the King James Bible. And Father, most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, and who's coming back. And we pray for our veterans. Father, the suicides, Lord, is way too numerous. And we pray for, Lord, the Holy Spirit to render null and void the effects of these psychotropic drugs, the antidepressants, these vaccines that they're shoving in our bodies. And Lord, lastly, we pray for those in the secret societies to look within themselves and to get the courage to renounce these blood oaths and stop with the lies to the families and to come out of these lodges and face the reality of what they really are. That is of their own destruction. And Father, to wake them up. Lord, we also pray, lastly, that this great deception is coming. You'll rise up, raise up your watchmen to expose this deception that's yet to happen. And give us a way, Lord, we can wake people up. And the spirit of truth will prevail. But we know that tribulation time's coming. Prepare us for that, Lord. All these things we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I hope that I'm not all over the board today. I mean, for some would appear to be. Because this conspiracy that I'm talking about is so vast that when you talk about all the aspects of it, it looks like you're all over the page. But if you don't talk about the aspects that's connected, you don't get the full picture. It's kind of a catch-22 in a way. So it's delicate how you handle it. I'll tell you, when I get into it, by the time I'm done in 2 hours, I got to go another Bible study, 8 to 9. I'll be honest with you, I'm pretty much wasted. I have to, it's just, something happens. Sometimes I don't remember what I said, and I couldn't say the same thing twice. It just comes out. I know which reference to go to, I know which dialogue to talk about, and it just comes out from different places. It's over. I have to ask sometimes people, what did I say? What did you get out of what I said? Because sometimes I don't know. I let the Holy Spirit guide me totally. Now, normally, I'm a quiet person, except you get me going. And I just like to stay to myself. That's just the way it is. But when I get on here, something happens. Something takes over. I'd like to think that something is the Holy Spirit. Because I preach Jesus Christ. I know He's the only answer. If there's another answer, I'd say so, from my research, from my study, from my soul. If there's another Bible besides the King James Bible, I'd say, well, yeah, the King James is a good one. The Geneva Bible is a good one, too. And the NIV is a good one. But that would be a lie. A lie that can be proven and destroyed as you would break an egg and try to put the yolk back in. The NIV is trash. The Geneva Bible is corrupt. Every single Bible except for the King James, literally, with irrefutable evidence, the King James is the only one. It's not a preference. It's a matter of the fact that it's the only one. Now, people out there can deny it if they want to, but I'm going to tell you right now, I promise you will not prove otherwise, and I don't care if you're a Harvard professor. You'll be put down so fast, man, you're like a pancake. They're going to happen. And you got these fruitcakes out there, knotheads, I'm going to call them what they are. They say, well, you go, look, you really, I've been doing this for 50 years, 40 years, 30 years. I got some kind of nebulous idea they pull out of the sky. I've did this, went to the seminary, that, blah, 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 blah. I got a doctorate degree in this, and doctorate degree in that, and I can make biscuits. Whatever, I don't care. They'll say, well, you really got to read the Hebrew. Oh, no problem. And I learned Hebrew and Greek, and I'm able, really? Well, la-di-da-da. So that means I got to read the originals, right? Well, yes. Well, I got news for you, family. There are no originals. You're not going to find them anywhere. And if you ask them, pin them down, where are these originals exactly? Hold on a minute. I got a notepad. All right. What's the address? Where do I go to find these so-called Greek and Hebrew originals? Where are they exactly? What street? What number? What nation? What town exactly? What library? Can you tell me? They can never tell you. Oh, that's not the worst of it. You ever heard the phrase, man, like it's like Greek to me? Would that be some kind of indicator that Greek is hard language to learn? Well, now let's say 9 billion people to learn the Word of God has got to learn Greek. And then that 9, 8 billion people, whatever, they're a little busy right now. And 7 billion people in the world, a little bit busy, you know. They got to learn Hebrew too. Yeah. How come you all take this from people on the radio? Why do you take this from lecturers? Why don't you just stand up and say, hold on a minute. Can you take your turn? No, I'm not going to take my turn. I have a question, speaker. You, up there in the lectern, whatever. You expect all these people in here to learn Greek and Hebrew? Stop dancing and tell me yes or no. Man, put it to them. Put it to them. And you put to your preacher, why are we using this NIV Bible when I got a list right here? You see, preacher, look very closely. Do you see that there's 17 verses here that you won't find in your NIV Bible? Why are we using Bibles where the verses are missing? Why? Don't let him dance around. Make him answer. Make him answer. He won't be able to. I promise you he will not be able to. He'll just get mad, funny, weird. And then a Freemason will come up and interrupt. They do it every time. Family, it's time you stood up in the churches, in the schools, in the government, and did the right thing. It's time. It's time, you oath keepers and militia guys and patriots and all that that's not in the military anymore. And you guys in the feds that used to be in the military and used to be citizens of America, and I bet you still are, that you two stop your stupid fighting and realize you're being pushed to each other to fight with a group that's making you fight like your pit bull dogs. You don't do what they say, and you confront the secret society members that's making you fight and say, we're not doing this anymore. That your members are the highest level of your hierarchy, who work for the Council of Foreign Relations, who work for FEMA at the highest level, your so-called retired generals that sold their soul to Satan and still go to church, the Joint Chief of Staff, liars and traitors, every one, that are members of secret societies, and the others that kowtow because afraid they're losing their retirement, well, you too. It's time you stood up because you are of your own destruction by remaining quiet. And yet you complain. There's a problem here. You congressman, hey, you're gone, man. You're gone. You're already out there. They've got you by the short hairs. Because you don't want to lose that big marketplace. You don't want to lose your position. You think you're going to become the world leaders or some kind of saints or something in the evolution of mankind. It's not going to happen. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something that's going to happen. Guaranteed, and I promise you, it's going to happen. It's documented. Once this great white brotherhood that you serve, when they have total control, those of you that are serving them, Joint Chief of Staff, congressmen, CEOs, those that go to Bohemian Grove, I'm talking the highest level of your governments, Russia, China, Scandinavia, doesn't matter, Queen Elizabeth, the whole doggone lot of you. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Those that are human, they're going to kill you. It is documented that you as a Freemason, at the highest level, I don't care who you are. It don't matter. Chancellor, Shriner, 33rd degree, whatever degree, don't matter. Chapter 15, the protocols, they're going to kill you. You will die. They're lying to you when they tell you they're going to give you positions of power. That's an out-and-out lie. This is documented. You're just not putting the connecting the dots. Okay. I had to get that out. Because what I've told you is 100% truth. You better renounce that blood oath. Now, when you get out of the Masons, you get out of the Knights of Malta, you get out of the Shriners, and you renounce the oath, stop going and start talking, you are going to incur the wrath of man. You are going to lose your job. You are going to lose those contracts, more than likely, and be blackballed by the so-called Freemasonic group that's here to develop men and honesty. A little bit of a double-edged sword now, isn't it? Yeah, I got a four-page paper that I've acquired and manipulated and researched various places that shows you how Freemasons destroy people in an honorable organization that it is. You better look at the unit, the organization you're connected with. There's a reason why you take a blood oath, have your throat cut across, have your bowels torn open from your tongue torn out by the root, the blood oath you take? That's nuts. How do you do that? In first degree, I'd just walk out of there if I had to say that in front of people. And you swear by God to do it. And they say, well, it's only ceremonial words. There's no such thing. They're lying to you already. God takes every word you say to heart. Every word you say, you will be accounted for. Don't matter whether you think it's a ceremonial or not. God don't see it that way. James 5 says, every word you speak, you will be held accountable for. So they got every degree, 33rd degree, all the way up, they got a blood oath not to tell secrets. Why is that? What do you got to hide? From your families even. Because the minute you go home, well, honey, how was it at the lodge? Did you get inducted? Yep. So what happened? I can't tell you. Right that moment, you've driven a wedge between you and your wife. What's wrong with you? Don't you feel it? Well, you only got 32 more degrees to go to keep those secrets. Besides telling them to Santa Claus. Secrets will destroy a family. Problem is, they know it. You destroy a family, you destroy the country and the culture. That's a strategy and a principle that take an hour to explain. Because I've done it before. Took an hour and a half. Family's real. And y'all in these Freemason positions, they're going to kill you, man. You will die. They're already doing it. 300 microbiologists killed between 2006 and 2010. Bank presidents. Aircraft crashes. Heart attacks. Tim Russert, heart attack. He went after Cheney. He went after Bush. He was trained a Jesuit, means he took a blood oath. He was obliged. He was obligated to them. Something inside him said, I got to expose this. That's what he was doing. Very subtle ways. Those that's gotten involved, they think, well, maybe I can do this, expose it for the American people. That's what Tim Russert tried to do. And they murdered him for it. They can induce heart attacks, cancer, within 30 days or less. David Wilkerson, the same thing. Billy Graham and all the rest of them are 33rd degree Masons. They sold their soul a long time ago. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Jesuits all the way. Virtually all of them on TV today. All of TBN, all of 700 Club are frauds. Osteen, Pat Robinson, they're all secret society members, and that's a fact. I challenge you to research it. You'll obtain 3, 6, 7, 10 references. It's coming out. Especially what Victoria Osteen said about a month ago. Do good for yourself and God will be happy. Say what? How come 3/4 of the congregation right then, right there, on TV, didn't get up and walk out? As a humanist, satanic principle. Do good for yourself. That's humanism. Humanism and sadism, Satanism, is the same thing. Just different rituals. This is an absolute fact. And humanism has been taught in every school, every public school, is a school of humanism. Charles Francis Potter, 1930, confirms it. And it's truth. Family, it's time that you took action. And taking action might mean praying. Taking action might be informing people. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. But just don't lay down and take it. But that don't mean some silly armed revolution. Because you have no replacement that's going to be benevolent. There aren't any. There's no one. None of them. It's not about that. It's about changing their minds to the Holy Spirit to convict their souls that they will be the whistleblowers and turn on themselves. That's what you do. And then you inform people. So don't follow like sheep. But make sure your duckies are in a row. Armed revolution is silly. It's never worked in our entire history. It didn't work in 1776. It didn't work in 1812. It didn't work certainly in 1859. And it's never worked. They lied to us the whole time. Fighting with arms and weapons, it sounds, well, certainly it changed for my attitude because I am a former Marine. I believe in aggressive action. Well, my mind don't think that way anymore. Maybe in self-defense or teaching it, maybe, I guess. But even then, armed revolution will always, 100%, always fail because they're always controlled. The outcome determined before it even starts. That's another fact. I think it's about time now, the 30 minutes I've been talking, so I had to get this out. It's time to begin the program. You thought I started already, didn't you? I haven't. I'm going to talk today about the North American Union. More detail about it. I'll go through till tomorrow also. And doggone if I have to next week, because there's so many aspects you need to know. And we'll talk about extraterrestrial, which is nonsense. The extraterrestrial is being misdiagnosed, mislabeled. They are demonic. They are fallen angels. And they are all evil. There are no good ones. None. One side will pretend to be good. Another side will be bad. They're both bad. There are no good extraterrestrial. There are no good fallen angels. There's no good ascended masters. They're liars, just like, actually told the truth, Swedenborg said in the 18th century that all they do is lie. El Moria, Saint Germain, Sananda, Emmanuel, Kumara. That's your false prophet of the Bible that's coming. He looks like we think Jesus Christ looks like. The hippie Jesus. Hippie Jesus ain't real Jesus of Nazareth. I'll begin to that a little more tomorrow. There are no extraterrestrials. When they appear, and they will, these are demonic, total evil, appearing to be good. This is all part of the North American Union. It's all part of the UN. They control the members of the UN, the Bilderberg Trilateral Commission. Yes, Council of Foreign Relations. They're the ones that control at the very highest level. There's your connection. You know, after spending millions of dollars, probably more, on about a 40-year project, scientists still really have not had any contact with extraterrestrials. At least not that they've made public. And I know your heads are going up and down. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But not really, because it's been through portals, rituals, human sacrifice is the way they've made the contact. Not through some science fiction means, take me to your leader, you know, that kind of thing. By human sacrifice, do they open portals, just like the Mayans, those murderers, killing of children as human sacrifice. You know where they get them from? You know where they model the profile of children in the tens of thousands? Through Child Protective Service. CIA contacts. Pentagon. They got little rooms down there in the middle of the Pentagon. If you knew the whole story, you'd have that place burned to the ground. If you knew what they really did in the middle of it. That 90% of the people working in the Pentagon have no idea. Trans-Ugothic experience, the royal secret of the Freemasons, murder, rape, sodomy, opens up a portal for the individual performing it for contact with demonic entities through negative energy. Oh, I know that sounds weird, don't it? But it's actually true. I don't mince words. I go right to the core. Robert Jastrow, director of the Mount Wilson Institute, he said that he expects to find beings superior to us, not only technically, but perhaps spiritually and morally. Now, Jastrow, not to be confused with Jethro, but Jastrow, G-A-S-T-R-O-W, and fellow scientists, they are hoping that alien civilization billions of years old will be able to tell us why we're here, how to overcome our destructive tendencies, and which make advances in weapons technology. The advances is absolutely terrifying. And this fear that humanity, and this is key, might destroy itself, as well as the innate desire for meaning in life, may account for the many books that's out there and movies about extraterrestrials. Preparing you for that day of declaration, they call it. Disclosure. They're preparing you for it now. But in his book, Show Me God, Fred Herren, H-E-R-E-N, he says of this interest in alien beings that I'm telling you are demonic. These demonic beings that they consider to be alien beings. You got it? That's your facade as alien. These are people who want a higher companion, but not too high. People are looking for an intermediate, but someone who can identify with us as a fellow creature, unquote. You know, it's sad that they search in the wrong places. They're searching the wrong places for what God has already provided in Christ. The Bible says there's one mediator between God and man. And that man's Christ Jesus, of Nazareth, who gave himself a ransom for all. That is the reality. Not this nonsense about extraterrestrial. Billions of years old? 1 Timothy 2, 5 and 6 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." Well, I think that due time is about ready to come on. Jesus revealed God to us and opened the door to life eternal. Sweeting theologian said, "God incarnate, Jesus came, sinful mankind to reclaim, born to save us from our sin, born to give us life within." That's what's going on today. ISIS is a distractor. Total distractor. ISIS now claims responsibility of that attack in Tunisia. Do they not? ISIS. Everybody's forming against ISIS, and it is absolutely classic. And everybody in Tunisia says, "We all should get together now." Who ever heard that before? Wow. Huh? Where have I heard that one before? Since we have an instant, dialectic, we all need to come together. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. It works the same way every single time. Man, we swallow it hook, line, and sneaker. Every single cotton picking time, man. People just don't learn. You know, you wonder where ISIS came from. This is a side note. ISIS also has, now they're trying to talk, has biological or chemical capability. How in the world can a, you realize how much, maybe you don't, how much control it takes of to handle chemical and biological weaponry? I mean, without killing yourself even? The expertise? The chambers? You have any idea? And you're telling me that a terrorist organization has its capabilities of biological experts? People actually believe this nonsense. They sure do. Now, this thing on ISIS connected with Al-Qaeda. At one time it was connected to Al-Qaeda. Now they're going to use, America's going to use Al-Qaeda. I guess they're making some kind of deal with each other to go after ISIS. And when you know the truth about it, you're sitting here, man, do they really, they must think we're stupid to believe all this stuff. Even going back to 9-1-1, which is a bunch of loaded bananas, rotten bananas. You know, some people are still stuck on that. That, you know, a terrorist with box cutters, people still believe that. I think I need to ask a general. Wouldn't you want to ask a general where ISIS came from? ISIS being the forerunner, excuse me, ISIS being the baby of Al-Qaeda, what does a general say?
It's going to show some of those weapons from Benghazi ended up in the hands of ISIS. So we helped build ISIS. Now there's a danger there. And
you see, when he says we helped build ISIS, that is an understatement of the century. Hillary Clinton confirms we funded him. I got video evidence of Zbigniew Brzezinski going back to the 70s talking to Mujahideen, which became Al-Qaeda, which became ISIS. So I've got continuity from 1970s Zbigniew Brzezinski to two interviews with Hillary Clinton confirming that we have built Al-Qaeda. Jim McClurney said, we have to build Al-Qaeda. I got testimony from them. So somewhere there, nobody dropped the ball. How about that? Nobody dropped the ball. 1970s, 1990s, current, all the way up to Benghazi. It shows continuity. That's how I did that. With their own words, they're convicted right there on this show. And I'm a little old guy here. You know, I'm not a big shot. And I can do it.
So if you think if we walked away from this, didn't give them money today, it would be worse for us from a security standpoint.
I do. We're building a relationship that just did not exist. I said in our last trip when you were with me that we had a huge trust deficit, in part because the United States had, to be fair, we had helped to create the problem we're now fighting.
How?
Because when the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan, we had this brilliant idea that we were going to come to Pakistan and create a force of Mujahideen, equip them with Stinger missiles and everything else to go after the Soviets inside Afghanistan. And we were successful. The Soviets left Afghanistan, and then we said, great, goodbye, leaving these trained people who were fanatical in Afghanistan and Pakistan, leaving them well armed, creating a mess, frankly, that at the time we didn't really recognize. We were just so happy to see the Soviet Union fall, and we thought, okay, fine, we're okay now, everything's going to be so much better. Now you look back, the people we're fighting today, we were supporting in the fight against the Soviets.
There's another one that she says that confirms that. And the Soviets and USA was working together in Afghanistan at the highest level. Soviets putting their troops up for killing, and us putting our putting the Mujahideen working for us to kill themselves. We're working together. Russians, Illuminati, working with our Illuminati. She said, well, we left them there. Well, I got reports to refute that completely. Because we moved them, working with Iran, Pakistan, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, CIA. I got evidence, reports confirmed. We moved them not only from Afghanistan to Bosnia. We didn't leave them there. And I know, because I was in Kosovo 5 years, I got reports that I kept talking about the Stinger missiles specifically. From briefings in Vonstil that I had to attend as OSCE security chief in the Eastern region. We never left them alone. She lied. I got evidence of that. See, so family, this is what it's all about. It's what's happening. That's what I wanted to show you. Now, this little old country boy here, if I can get this, how come other people can't do that now, y'all? How about that? Just a simple matter using them. Connecting the dots. Come on now. So you generals and colonels out there, you can't do that? Or are you just scared? What is it? I ain't scared of them. Scared or afraid? I don't give a hoot. You only die once anyway. Must be beautiful. Never heard anybody coming back complaining. Family, it's time to stand up, doggone it. It ain't about stopping this thing, because I want Jesus Christ to come. Jesus Christ, before he comes, there's going to be tribulation. The whole idea is not worrying about ISIS or Agenda 21 or no-hide laws or whatever. All that stuff they come up with. Because when Jesus Christ says enough's enough, man, all that's going by the wayside. Boom, gone. Hey, you're in the tribulations, you ain't going to worry about no-hide laws. Tom, you should talk about no-hide laws. But with no-hiding, it's out in front, huh? Chuckle, chuckle. Who gives a hoot? Because when it comes down to the reality, he ain't going to give a hoot about no-hide laws. And these so-called high-level Masons at the highest level, the ones in the CFR, you're not going to be able to find them. You know why? You might be able to find them by the knees knocking, hear the clanking of bones, because they're going to be so scared. They won't be able to talk. They have no idea what's coming their way, because the ones that's leading them are going to turn against them. Guarantee it. Psalms 34:21, evil shall slay the wicked. Oh, they better be afraid. Because when they die, their soul is going to hell. Unless they renounce the blood oath and get out of there. I don't mince words at all. Right there, in a matter of a few minutes, I gave you the evidence right there, their own words. Just like that, poof. And I, just by myself, I don't have any contacts in the Pentagon. Well, my contact in the Pentagon said that, oh, baloney. I wouldn't trust the one if he came, Tom, we're going to help you. Go away. Go, just get away. I want their help. They wouldn't do it anyway, but I wouldn't take help from the State Department or Pentagon. No, I don't trust them 1 second. I wouldn't even trust them to feed my cat. North American Union, extraterrestrials. It's all real, but not extraterrestrials. I'm going to talk a little bit more now. About this North American Union. Because it's sure sneaking up on us. They're getting ready to cash in. What does that mean, cash in? That means form it up. You're going to find an increase, a small, if there's such a thing as small, mass murders, deadly knife attack stuns North Carolina neighborhood, a guy kills three children and a couple gets stabbed, Newburn, North Carolina, just like that. Another guy in Arizona started shooting up again, killing four or five people. It's going to be all over the place. Phoenix suburb, one killed, five wounded in a shooting spree. Going to be a lot more coming. Gun control and possession. And he was, by the way, guess what? A white supremacist. I would say Christian identity. Well, come out of the woodwork. Cops, watch your back. Cops, watch your other cops behind your back. Because a lot of them have criminal background. Wait a minute. If I could pull this up right quick. There's such a thing. I come up with these ideas. As I told you, it's ad hoc, man. Ad hoc. All my programs are. I go with the flow, as they say. I told you all. There it is. I got it. You police officers, highway patrol, you are, in fact, infiltrated by former felons who are well-trained. May even invite you over for a barbecue. They're there to watch you. They're there to disarm you once the New World Order takes over and North American Union is going to form. They will disarm you. All the good cops will be disarmed. This is part of the plan. I've mentioned this before, that you are infiltrated. Well, I found something the other day. It was a little bit more further than the other day. As a matter of fact, it was way back. It was like 10 years ago. The other decade. A decade ago, that makes it worse. 12/01/05, 2005, December 1st, 2005, the Tennessee Highway Patrol, 15 years ago, had 48 officers with charges on their records ranging from suspended driver's license to felonies, according to background check of the entire department ordered by Governor Phil Brendenson. That's about one of every 18 officers on the force of 855 had felonies or some sort of crimes that they committed. He goes to tell you about, in this article I found, they showed up on the National Crime Information Database and all kinds of ranges. How'd they get there? What happened? I got plenty more. They're going to form a national police force. And these so-called despotic law enforcement officers that shoot without thinking, or shoot your animals, shoot your pets that are dogs, they're told to do that. This is part of the control factor. ADL, one of the most evil organizations in the world, are training all your law enforcement officers nationwide. I got a list of like over 100 sheriff city enforcements being trained by ADL. They have no business sticking their noses into our law enforcement. ADL is connected to the Committee of the 300 Illuminati. Yeah. Can't get no closer. They're trained to teach the cops to be killers and to control the population with force. That's what they're there for. In preparation for the North American Union with a despotic arm. When they release the Metropolitans, when this thing gets really ugly, is a free-for-all that they have no idea what's coming. I'm going to leave some of y'all with that thought about the Metropolitans that they release when that day comes. That's something you can think about and look it up. They're real. And the ones working for the Illuminati, they will be targeted. That's how they work. Every time. Because they will not win. What really got me was yesterday. Pentagon loses track of U.S. weapons in Yemen. 1 million, 1 million quarter rounds of ammunition, 200 Glock 9 pistols, and amazingly, 200 rifles. Wow. 4 Huey 2 helicopters, 2 Cessna transport surveillance aircraft, 2 coastal patrol boats, 1 CN-235 transport aircraft, 4 hand-launched Raven drones, 160 Humvees, 250 suits of body armor, and 300 sets of night vision goggles. Family, that's a special forces team. A rebel rebellion right there. And they lost track of it in Yemen? It's almost funny, but it's not. Of what this is so obvious what that means. I can't believe it. Oh, and also during the I got to mention this. And during the evacuation of the Sana'a embassy, hey Marines, you better listen. U.S. Marines were ordered to destroy their weapons and depart the country unarmed. Now there's a unit in Russia, same thing. Russians better watch out in Ukraine. They're going to do the same thing to you. And I'll tell you what they're going to do. See, it's a move that sparked a backlash among some who signed the service members or taught never to leave their weapons behind. Man, you never leave your weapon behind. And those cowardly generals should have disobeyed orders. Let me say it again. Should have disobeyed orders. Chesty Puller would have. Patton would have. They ain't going to obey that order. Tell the president to stick up his yazoo or the four-star general. Man, stick it up your yazoo. I'm not destroying our weapons. My troops ain't going to do it. They're coming on that transport, muzzles down, but the weapons are going to be with them. You don't like it, we'll talk about it when I get to Washington. That's what you generals are for. It's what you commanders are for. To take care of your doggone troops. What's wrong with you? You got your butts powdered with some kind of baby powder these days, I think. You lost your backbone. You know, even in hell, the devil don't stand a rubber backbone. You know why? Because rubber backbone in hell smells bad when it burns. Y'all better get some guts there, generals, colonels, lieutenant colonels, majors, and stand up for your troops. Because they're coming after you. The people you work for are not who you think they are. Well, here's the deal. When they go to a North American Union, our troops are over 150 countries, give or take. Scattered all over the place. Special forces, SEALs, units, everywhere except America. Now you got the UN troops here. You got the Chinese troops here. You got the Russia troops here. It's not going to be an invasion. Man, they're already here. Deployed in your abandoned bases that Clinton set up. And in weapons positions in the federal campgrounds. You got 5,000 acres that was put away in Arizona that nobody could go into. And staging areas, family. Staging areas and training. For foreigners that come in this country getting ready to take over. Heard that Border Patrol officer retired after 26 years. He told you. Releasing tens of thousands of these Muslim terrorists coming across Mexico border. And recently, remember the kids, this past year, had that influx of all those children coming across the border? Yeah. Report said, and those weren't children, man. If that's a child, man, they've been feeding a lot of corn-fed children. Those are soldiers that came across. Now, back to Marines. When you get on that ship, on that plane, they say, we got to turn your weapons in, destroy them. We can't have weapons on the plane. Here's what they're going to do. When they finally do the takeover, UN troops are here in America, will come out of nowhere. So you guys out there that are in talk shows, and you say, well, there's not enough here to take over. We got more of us than them. Man, you better do the counting again. You're wrong. Because you got UN troops, Russian troops, Chinese troops, that you probably don't know about, I guess. So now, when they do the takeover, the dictatorship for the sixth time attempt in America, and we got our troops in 150 countries, here's what they're going to do. They're going to put our troops on those transports. Before you get on the plane, you got to take the weapon away. And the troops are going to be obedient to it. And here's what they're going to do. When you get on that plane, you're weaponless. And when you come off that plane, you're going to be surrounded by the host military personnel that's going to have weapons. That's what these people are up to. And our own government's part of it. Because they're secret society members. Council of Foreign Relations. Murderers they are. And that's proven responsible for all the deaths of World War II. All the deaths of Korean War. December 9th, 1950. Article confirms it. I got a copy of the article. I found it in microfiche. In that article, it said, and I quote, it was written in December the 9th, 1950. It said, quote, the members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, at World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, Korean War. You want to blame somebody for the death of your uncle, your great uncle, your grandfather in Korea, or your father that You're now a baby boomer at your, your father in World War II. Blame it on the Council of Foreign Relations back then. And they haven't stopped. They work with Illuminati. That's who you blame, because they work together. The Council of Foreign Relations is an organization of murderers. The Knights of Malta, organization of murderers. Literally. Can be proven. So now you military professionals, that should give you some cause to think about the reality when you go to war of who you're fighting for, who's directing where you go, and what rules of engagement hold you back. Whose rules of engagement hold you back. That's how they determine the outcome of every single war, is by those doggone rules of engagement put in place to control the advance of every single war and battle. Absolutely. So your tactics are worthless when your tactics are held back for reasons you can't identify. And you wonder why are they stopping us. Well, I'm telling you why. And you better listen to what I'm saying. That's how they do it. So when you come off that plane, you don't have your weapons, you're going to be surrounded by the host country's military. Every country will then take over our military forces that's been deployed. 22 to 26 suicides per day. Per day, every day. 22 to 26 suicides of our troops. That's how they're taking care of the troops here. Killing them off by suicide. Council of Foreign Relations, how come it's still around?
Oh, thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
What we should be doing and how to think about the future, the Council of Foreign Relations, the murderers there, members of the Round Table, the Bilderberg Trilateral Commission, Rolling Stone National Affairs, Council of Foreign Relations, Gorbachev Foundation, United Nations, all sit around a round table, discuss how they're going to murder people. Let's get down to it. And they're still there. To me, it is so ludicrous. It's so absurd when you see this whole thing and you sit there and just drop your hands like, I can't believe people are this naive at the highest level. Anyway, okay. I guess I could go on and on and on, but it just boggles my mind. My mind's boggled. Can you hear it? There you go. Every now and then you got to have a little bit of a sense of humor. I deal with this every day, every waking moment, and I'm not stopping either. I've enmeshed myself into it, and I'm going to stay here. You see, because somebody got to talk about it, no matter how big or little you are. Somebody's got to bring this out, man, somehow. It's got to happen. All the articles today, blacks, Hispanics doing better, but still lag the whites. See, this black and white thing, there they go. Making us look at these. See, what they're doing is, well, look, for example, they've got this CIA operation in Tunisia, CIA, you know, probably Mossad, probably who knows what organizations working together to let their little pit bull dogs called ISIS kill people. Okay, let's get down to it. So now what are they doing? It's classic. It's classic. In Tunisia, we all need to come together to defeat this terrorism. Yeah. It's called the dialectic. Classic. Just came out a couple of days ago. Now they want to get together to defeat this terrorism. In other words, they cause problems, conflict, so people come together under their control. That's how it works. It works every time, always. They'll infect certain folks in a school, for example, in 18th of March, tuberculosis infects 27 at Kansas City Area High School. They're going to be calling for vaccinations. And it's been proven in the vaccinations, they've got those microchips. The microchips helps control the mind. This is old, old knowledge. This is old technology. And also, it helps to make them sterile. They discovered sterility ingredients in tetanus shots in Africa recently. The HPV shot, to make sure you know I didn't make a mistake. The HPV shot kills, permanently disables, and the ultimate goal of it is to stop reproduction of your children. It causes miscarriages. And that is the sole purpose of the HPV shot. So your cowardly doctors and cowardly nurses are not telling you this. And the others are naive or just afraid to lose their job. So young girls are recipient of it. It's part of a depopulation plan. By who? I'll tell you who. Alexander Haig. That a liar. And Kissinger. I'll tell you which, too. NSSM 200, depopulation plan. Now, what is it about depopulation that people don't understand? Depopulation means to kill, murder, and destroy. Yes. And then to continue it, 1973 was a long time ago, another Satanist, literally, I'm not being dramatic, I'm telling you, another Satanist by the name of Jimmy Carter, a fake Christian. He is not Christian. He is not Baptist, he claims to be. I can claim to be Elmer Fudd if I want to, but I'm not. But I can tell you I'm Elmer Fudd, but I'm not. These people are Satanists, family, pretending to be Christian. He came up with Global 2000 to continue the mass murder. Bill Gates, his goal, assigned by Illuminati, are the vaccinations. To kill and destroy. Fact, not fantasy. Oprah, Ted Turner are part of the depopulation agenda and committees. There's like five others that are involved. I got your attention? No, maybe. All these are facts, family. Every bit of it. Either get a vaccination or your kid can't come to school. Get a vaccination or get on this bus. That's how they're going to do it. You see? Moving on. Oh, I found this article. They're way past the robot technology. March 18th. Is it okay to have sex with a robot? Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, the Japanese, man, they're way past. They got these robots, man, like androids on science fiction movies. See, the idea of Satan is to come up with these hybrid machines because there's no connection to God. To wipe out humankind. Have his own creation. There's one problem. One word, maybe two words. Benefit of the doubt, two words. One's thermodynamics, and the other's entropy. Everything operates on frequency vibration. Who's in control? God is. All God's got to do is increase the frequency just a little bit, and by thermodynamics and entropy, but thermodynamics primarily, whatever it is, computer, plastic, whatever, is going to burn. It will not survive. All God's got to do is change it. He's been doing this, and that's why you have upgrades on computers. Sounds crazy, don't it? They have to upgrade. They have to keep upgrading because God keeps messing with them. They can never get settled. They can never stop. They must keep upgrading and upgrading until they can't do it anymore. And the scientists know this, too, by the way. Because the particle vibrations to make things solid are moving all the time. Well, your basic science tells you that. Well, when things are moving, it causes friction and heat, thermodynamics. And when it has friction and heat, guess what it does? It wears down. How about that? What? I didn't take Dr. Oz to figure that one out. And when it eats up, it dies. So now tell me again how evolution works. I want to hear that again. Play it again, Sam. Play it again, that little thought about evolution. Now let's go back to the extraterrestrial. Oh, this is going to be fun. So Mr. Extraterrestrial has been here, what's this again, billions of years? This so-called extraterrestrial, I got a question. Where did you come from? That's my question to Mr. Extraterrestrial. Nobody seems to want to ask that question. They just leave it there. These aliens are billions of years old, but nobody asks the question, where did you come from? So there's a definition in atheism that I thought was very cute. It's like comment that, what's his name? I forgot his name already. Secretary of Defense, known and unknowns. That's amazing. There's knowns and there's unknowns and there's knowns that we've known and all this other nonsense in a press conference. Well, atheism explains it very well. Atheism is the belief that there was nothing. And you see, nothing happened to nothing. And then nothing magically exploded for no reason at all and created everything. Then a bunch of everythings magically rearranged themselves for no reason whatsoever into self-replicating bits, which then turned into dinosaurs and monkeys and tadpoles or whatever. And these creatures turned into man. But how come there's still monkeys out there? Still got monkeys. They got shortchanged, didn't they? Oh, Rumsfeld. Are we having fun yet? This is, family, sometimes I'm trying to be, you know, but this really sometimes ticks me off. That we can be this naive. Really. That we follow these people. And the people at the highest level, they sit there and take notes like they know what's going on. And nobody says a word. It's like a philosophy class. You ever been to philosophy class in college? Everybody pretends they know what the heck they're talking about, and nobody has a clue. You understand what that means? Oh, yes, of course I do. And they'll come up with some nonsense, and you're like, huh? But they all pretend they think they know what they're talking about. And they don't. None of them do. It's impossible. It's kind of like this one. This is the best answer I ever heard. It's typical of the Illuminati.
There are reports that there is no evidence of a direct link between Baghdad and some of these terrorist organizations.
There are known knowns. There are things we know we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know.
Excuse me, but is this an unknown unknown?
I'm not.
Several unknowns, and I'm just wondering.
I'm not going. I'm not going to say which it is.
But Mr. Jay,
you know, I'm right here. I'm right here.
We pay these people, and you commanders follow their orders? You got to be kidding me! I'm sitting here laughing my butt off, man. And were you generals? You sit and you listen to this and you follow these people's orders? They use rules of engagement. They use rules of engagement to murder your troops to make sure they die in Vietnam, to die in Korea, and you follow their orders? You gotta be kidding me. Man, what's wrong with you? Well, you lost your backbone, man. My gosh. This is so ludicrous. I've never made it to general, man. I'd have been fired. I've been counting ping pong balls at the local YMCA before I'd be dealing some of these knotheads. These are your Illuminati, family. These are your Council of Foreign Relations that we're talking about that's running this show with the North American Union. This is my point, you see. And guess what? They lose. It's a supernatural war. Did you know? I got an article here. Claims police protected high-profile figures covering up child sex abuse from 1970 to 2005 in the UK. It's the same thing in the United States, family. Now, you know why they have sexual abuse in the high-level corruption? Second purpose is sexual. The first purpose is demonic. Exactly what I told you about an hour and a half ago. In Freemasonic ritual for transugothic experience of sodomy, rape, murder to contact the demonic realm is the purpose of this child pedophilia, and so forth. That's number one purpose. And the same purpose for abortion. That's something they do not want you to know. They want you to think it's for sexual abuse. That way it's going on the person. All they do is to get rid of him. People like Holder and the president and anybody else along there, all of them, are a dime a dozen. Oh, yeah. Holder is nothing. He can be replaced in a second. One little old phone call, he's done. And they won't skip one little old beat. All this is set up to lead us to the North American Union and nine other unions worldwide for a plan for world domination. Step by step. And you'll want it. That's the idea that's acceptable by the generation of children that's been raised, finally, whichever generation it may be, that will accept the humanist manifesto, accept the Luciferian agenda, and a new world order based on the facade of peace. And then, it's like, back in the days in the West where they'd bring wild Mustangs. Wild Mustangs roaming free. They put them in a corral and they kill them all while they're there for the horse meat. It's the same thing they believe. But the problem is, it doesn't stop there. Because when you die, your soul will go to heaven or hell. It doesn't end at death. That's something you better keep in mind. So those doing this, that are the evil guilt, the evil ilk, have a little surprise coming. This is the bottom line. The rise of Europe, just like the Bible said, the Babylonian Empire under Nebuchadnezzar, the Medo-Persian Empire, the Macedonian Empire under Alexander the Great, just as predicted by Daniel in the dream by Nebuchadnezzar, a dream given by God to a pagan, interpreted by Daniel, it's all connected. And then the Roman Empire, the destruction of the Roman Empire from within, the revival of the Roman Empire, and the New World Order. It's all connected. You thought I switched gears on you, didn't you? Uh-uh. I'm giving you the mechanics of it. I'm giving you the nuts and bolts of how they're doing it. Exactly. But they've been held back by God Himself. So we can pick and choose which way we're going to go. Heaven or hell. It's going right by the book. The new Holy Roman Empire is going to be the New World Order. It's not about Islam. It's not about the Jews and Zionism. It's about German and Italian Roman revival of the Roman Empire in 10 nation states. The Club of Rome think tank presented such a plan to the world. 10 zones. And they're coming. And everything I've talked about now the past hour and a half, gosh, past 5 days, past several weeks, is all being used to set this thing up. For generations. It's coming to a, should we say, apex. Did you know that the European Union, it was an experiment that was planned by those behind a one world government, is what it's all about. And the idea being that if the European Union proved the success of political economic integration, that this model would be repeated across other world regions. And the European Union itself will be isolated into being the revived Roman Empire, but once and for all, into a world government under split continents. It's called regionalization. Every war, every movement has been to this end. Held back by God, that's why we're not already in it now. Did you know that 1943, Adolf Hitler, you're not going to like this at all, but it's the truth. Adolf Hitler, before he went off half track, his assignment by the Vatican, as he's a servant of the Vatican. Let me say it again. He was a servant of the Vatican. Got a little bit high and mighty. The plan was, in six phases, by 1943-44, was for him to take Britain and France in the sixth phase, excuse me, the fifth phase of World War II, working with Churchill. Working with his second cousin, Churchill, who set up the Lusitania for death, May 7th, 1915. Confirmed. Responsible for 1,201 lives. Churchill, who was a Knight of Malta, was a mass murderer. Fact. Working with Churchill, secretly, to take Britain and France, and then cross over the Atlantic Ocean into Canada. FDR, by 1939-1940, was to have a dictatorship in America, which I have a quote confirming this by FDR himself. So you'd have dictatorship in America by 1941. The Japanese, in the fifth phase to the sixth phase of World War II, was to have taken Pearl Harbor, completely destroyed it, then take over it, and use that as a spot to come into Western America. At the same time, dictatorship, virtually unopposed. I can't believe they were that naive. But it all fell apart. That's what's supposed to have happened. That's why they had the 1943 plan of a New World Order in 1943-44. I've got the map of it. And I did additional research, and it confirms everything. It lines up with it. That was supposed to have happened. You won't find that in the history books. You could say, well, oh yeah, Hitler could come across there in Canada if he wants to. If he comes to the United States, we'd have kicked his butt back. And Yamamoto come into California, he never made it. Well, I got news for you. They'd have walked in virtually unopposed. Because FDR was going to plan a dictatorship and completely control America. Because they thought they could use our forces. I can't believe they're not naive. I got the quote. March 4th, 1939. Behind closed doors. I read it yesterday. And that lines up with his whole family membership all the way back to 1841. When they, Clinton Roosevelt provided the document for Karl Marx to write the Communist Manifesto, Clinton Roosevelt in 1841 gave it to Karl Marx to plagiarize. Roosevelt, Clinton Roosevelt, ancestor to FDR. I got a copy of the darn thing. Science of government, founded on natural law, humanism. He passed that document to Karl Marx in 1848. Karl Marx just plagiarized it. Yep. This goes on from then to century later to his cousin FDR until even today. Clinton, Nixon, they all planned a dictatorship. Nixon for sure. Well, they're at the advanced stages now. You have the United States of South America being formed up as a single constituent state and the Falkland Islands. Did we not have a little conflict in the Falklands? Now you know. As part of the USSA. And then the Union of African Republics, African Union. All of Africa as a federation of republics. It's already planned. I, myself, that would be I, was a part of that and I didn't even know it. Yeah, I was. I worked as a project manager for a State Department project, that would be what it was for a tripartite fusion cell in Kisangani, the Congo. I was the project manager for it. And I had one other co-worker, just two of us. We're government contractors, and he worked for the MPRI. But they had, like I forgot, 3 months or 6 months, they had a rotation of members of MPRI. MPRI is a group of advisors or retired military, U.S. military advisors, that goes to different countries to help advise the government's intelligence, kind of like coordinating with CIA stuff. Well, my job was just to oversee the project, not to get involved with their contract and specialty and intelligence gathering and all that, but just to minister the project. Beans, band-aids, bullets, etc. No bullets, no. Security and all that stuff. Oh, yeah, I started that project. MPRI. For a year. And was to get together Burundi, the Congo, Rwanda, and Uganda. Four countries would send their delegates to be schooled on how to collect intelligence. And the specialists in MPRI would teach them, get them together, how to fight terrorism in the Congo. In Africa. American. Now, there's a Belgian major there. And that boy, that's your Illuminati in Europe. I kept watching. Wait a minute. He's not on our side. Always all for friendly. He is a good old boy, actually. I liked him. But I had to write him up many times. State Department, the embassy there in the Congo, they wanted me to shut up. Everybody wants me to shut up. But I submitted reports anyway. I didn't get along with the people at the State Department. I never have. He kept interfering in the energy connections that the American advisor was giving to the four-country specialist. He'd always interfere. He'd throw a little monkey wrench in their discussion. I said, why is he doing that for? And I started doing research on the side. And I said, man, there's some serious jockeying around going on here. Man, this is way over my head. His country, he was trying to interfere with the American advisor, make sure they didn't get very far. I said, wow, man, I'm a part of this. Whoa. You know, I had no idea that was CFR Illuminati garbage. No clue. For years, until I got back and I started studying about what I'm talking about now, and I said, my gosh, I was in the middle of this mess. And in Kosovo, and in the Congo, that was the same thing, and in Saudi Arabia. I said, Lord, what are you doing to me? You're killing me here. Put me in these places. I know what he's doing, I guess. Let me get an eye shot. Bird's view of what's really going on, right smack dab in the middle of it. I was there. And I knew the Chinese were concerned about the Chinese coming into Africa too. And I was reading these reports, man. Oh my gosh. Union of African Republics. African Union, look it up. Arabian Federated Republics. Getting the Saudis. Anybody ever heard of the GCC? Anybody ever heard of Armageddon? It's not Armageddon. Gotcha. It's the second seal, family. When Turkey will lead an attack against Israel. When Turkey leads the attack of the GCC against Israel. The real one, not the fake one they got coming up. But the real one. What's going to happen is the Arab countries, the fake Jews in Israel, and all the countries on either side will destroy each other. And that's when your revival of the Roman Empire will come out of the EU to stop it and to be the good guys that will turn out to be bad guys. That's how they're going to do it. You get everybody to fight each other, sit back and pull the strings. And then when they're all killed out, all wasted, destroyed, including the other countries too, that fall on each side, then you come up as a beast. The deadly wound will be healed. That's how serious it is. So the AFR, the Arabian Federated Republics, is forming up. It's happening. Federated Republics of India, Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, Nepal, Bhutan, Bangladesh, Burma. Oh, watch it now. Watch it. You know, you have a Club of Rome report, regionalized, adaptive model of the global world system. 17th of September, 1973. How more smack dab can you get than that? Club of Rome report. Regionalized and adaptive model of the global world system. 1973, September 17th. Depopulation plan, NSSM 2, 200. 1973. Israel, 1973, little nasty things they're pulling off. USS Liberty, 1967. Lying, cheating, murdering Israel. Hebrew Jews are the real chosen people of God, but not the fakes they got there today. Matter of fact, the fakes in Israel they got today changed the language. It's not real Hebrew. The real Hebrews are trying to find. Hitler tried to find them and couldn't do it. Hitler tried to kill him, couldn't do it. Rothschild, Red Cross, DNA, trying to find the bloodlines, can't find them. Imagine that. I don't know if you all caught the implication of what I've just said, but maybe some of you have. It's massive sweeping comments I've made right now. Oh, massive. Internationally entwined. What the heck? Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg. Ever heard of them before? Yeah, they all work together. Club of Rome, to bring the New World Order together, the World Federated Program. I'm not done. Federated Republic of India, Afghanistan. Oh, you mean the poppy fields of home. That's why they're killing off our troops, because the troops are seeing the drugs CIA is bringing over on the transports from Afghanistan. After all, we brought them over from Vietnam. Heroin. Yep, that's what it was for. And to make sure communism stayed communism. Our troops helped support that, and they didn't even know. I'm not going to start slinging things here on the air. I'm not going to say any bad words. I'm going to keep my control. But boy, that ticks me off something awful. You have no idea. The restraint sometimes. And whether I get restraint or not the communists, it's those lying, cowardly generals, politicians that work for these secret societies. That's the source of it. Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, Nepal, Bhutan, Bangladesh, Burma, is the Federated Republic of India. The United Republic of China. China will be destroyed. So will Russia. They don't know that yet. They don't know it yet. The Roman Empire, the European Union, will be the revival of the whole Holy Roman Empire, will survive, but only as long as God allows it before he crushes it. Like a saltine cracker under a car tire. Hey, I like that for metaphor. That's exactly what God will do with the Roman Empire once he gets done with it. Family, there's something heavy coming. The United Republic of China, the Federation including all parts of present-day China, Korea, this is all playing out for you. The French colony of Indochina, now Vietnam. Ooh, Laos, Cambodia. How about the Christians there? Uh-huh, they were targeted. That's why we had Vietnam, plus the poppy fields. Accentuate communism. That's the purpose of going to Vietnam. Making sure we didn't win and making sure it lasted a long time by rules of engagement instituted by guess who? Council of Foreign Relations. And they're still there. United States of Scandinavia, Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. Yeah. That's the extent of my language there. United States of Scandinavia, Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. They're all part of it too. And to keep conflict up there, guess what? If you don't have an enemy, you make one. You keep conflict to bring order. What'd they do to you, Scandinavia, Sweden, Norway? Your own government working with the Council of Foreign Relations and the doggone Pope, Jesuits, you know what they did? They imported your enemy. Habibi. Allah. Da 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 da. There you go. You got your own pet Muslims up there. Now you tell me what Muslim, what Arab wants to go from the desert up to Scandinavia. It's like, hey, Kwajana, where are we going? We're going to Scandinavia. Allah's up there. You got to be kidding me. He got to cross Europe. All of them got to get together and leave, I don't know, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Syria, Egypt, Libya, whatever. And they just want to go through Russia and Europe and go into Finland in that cold, frigid, polar bear infested place up there for the Middle East and migrate. You know what the rule is, really? about 200,000, 250,000 of any culture, give or take, into another culture as a weapon, then you start the changing of the rituals, changing of the holidays, changing of customs to create chaos and then to bring order. Now, in America, oh, man, it is a smorgasbord. A smorgasbord. You got white folk, black folk. You've got, man, religions after yin-yang, just having them fight each other, man. And then you got these things, these Jesuit organized Freemason, Christian Identity, Westboro Baptist Church. You got them too. Oh, yeah. Notice they're always the ones. That's the arm of the Christian Identity. That's a part of the Jesuits to cause trouble. That's why there's always a Westboro Baptist Church. Phelps. Family, I found connections between them. Family Council. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Christian Identity. And Westboro Baptist Church. They're nutcases. They're going to kill themselves. They don't realize the people that's using them are going to kill them. They don't realize this. They don't know. So in America, you got everything from abortion, anti-abortion, atheists to agnostic and Protestants. Oh, they fight each other. You got white folk against white folk in Bundy Ranch, and they're using there as a trigger. They're using the patriot thing versus the tyrannical government kind of thing. So they got that going on in Bundy Ranch. Then they got Ferguson as a false flag. Oh, they'll kill people who cause a false flag. You got Brown, you got Ferguson, you got all this stuff going on. And now they're really exacerbating the black-white issue to make sure we're, you know, angry at each other so we won't have North American Union under the control of the Club of Rome. See how it works? Man, America's got it full. We just take your pick. Hey, London, England, what you got? You got Muslims too, don't you? Can you have Mexicans there? And you can't have white folk because you're just white folk anyway. So you got to have some kind of enemy. So the Jesuits figured, okay, let's put Muslims there. Let's put Muslims up in Scandinavia. That's what they did. It's like a chess move. Get so many there, now let's have them rape, kill, and this cause violence up there. That's what they did. Your own people, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, the highest government, now we're almost toward the end here. Of course, tomorrow I'll be back. I can tell you, I think. Yes, the House of Bernadotte. You ever heard of them there, Sweden? Blame them. That's your Illuminati up there. How about the House of Oldenburg, Denmark? Yavu, there you go. And House of Orange, as opposed to House of Apple. House of Orange, Netherlands. There's your enemy. And then your high-level institute for foreign relations, whatever it is, it's called there. Works with the CFR and everybody else. They've all got one. That's who, I give the names right there. I'm not even CIA. I'm just a little old country boy here in Mount Airy. How about that, huh? Canada, Canadian Institute for International Affairs. And you still got them working, y'all. Like we got CFR. And y'all just letting it happen, man. Just letting it happen. And you got the United States of Europe. The Benelux countries, the German Rhineland, Yabul, France and Switzerland, Spain, Portugal and Italy. Wait a minute. Whoa. That's a Roman Empire. How about those apples, huh? Is that an orange? So, huh? How about that? And finally, the British Wealth Commonwealth of Nations. Great Britain, Australia, New Zealand, Sri Lanka, Madagascar. Golly. Oh. And most of Indonesia. A little Vietnam going on there. Then you've got the smaller entities, including Ayr, the whole of Ireland. Now you know why Irish Republic going against Britain. It's all connected. Greece, including Albania. Now you know why they had Operation Fiend. 1948. CIA operation. 200 CIA operatives were killed. In Albania, Operation Fiend, led by CIA. Such a web we weave. Look up Operation Fiend down in Albania after 1948. We just carried out what Hitler stopped at. You've got the Nazis in America and the communists over in Europe. And communists are over here also, and they're battling each other. Who's going to control it? We brought 10,000 Nazi specialists from Nazi Germany. That would be, yeah. In Operation Paperclip in 1945-46, they set up the UN, our space research program, von Braun. They set up our psychological warfare and everything. We didn't win World War II. We just brought them over here. Nuremberg trial was nothing but a, it was just a, it was a, it was a wash. Dialectic. And you got Hebrew land, Holy Land plus Jordan and Japan. Three Axis states, Germany, Italy, and Spain, Japan. Were to be quarantined at one time until they could be readmitted in the family of nations. All that's going on in the past decades and decades and decades is preparing these countries to be included in the North American continent. In the world government. You ever tried to herd cats before? Well, that's what's going on. And you know who's making the cats wild? God is. God's keeping them all scattered. They can't keep track, man. God's in control. How much more? You know, if they were totally in control, the way I've laid it out for you, they would have New World Order already, public. But they don't. Is it sublime? Is it hidden? Yeah. Don't you know they'd bring it out if they could? Writing her book, The Externalization of the Hierarchy, in November 1939, we have to bring in Alice Bailey. Because this is what it's based on. Humanist Manifesto, New Age Movement, Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, they were all connected. All the way back to Albert Pike. Helena Blavatsky at a young age, knew Albert Pike at an old age. It's all connected to the New World Order I'm talking about right now. Now, if you're keeping up with it, what I've just said would be a head slapper. You know what a head slapper is? Wow. That's what a head slapper. I got the details. I just don't have the time to give you all the details. Man, some of this stuff sometimes just makes me hungry. You know what I mean? Family, it's serious business what's going on today. And with these, the purpose of my broadcast are to show you the signs of the times as they are now coming about. That's what it's about. That's what the watchman is all about. I'm not an evangelist. Oh. Family, you've got what's called head knowledge. I'm giving you head knowledge. But then you got spiritual knowledge coming from the Holy Spirit. If you have head knowledge, people, atheists or whatever, and those that don't know about the spiritual, they're not going to go spiritual until you get their head knowledge and you acknowledge their head knowledge. You tell them, well, I know what you're going on. Then you lead them to Jesus Christ. That's the spiritual knowledge. But then you've got those with just spiritual knowledge only. They don't have any head knowledge. Then Satan's going to keep them all kind of deceived. Remember, it's free will. They won't know they're being deceived, lied to, distorted. So you tell the those with spiritual knowledge what's going on in the world. That's called prophecy. That's called being a watchman. That's called, hey, there's a world government. Hey, there's CFR. I didn't know that. Yeah. The schools are human schools. Get a hold of your kids. They don't know this stuff. But you've got head knowledge to head knowledge, not going to get it. Spiritual knowledge to spiritual knowledge ain't going to get it. You got to bring the two together. Then you got the whole picture. You got to have both. Holy Spirit will connect it for you. Everybody has access to Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ. And you don't need anybody else. It's just you. And it's Jesus. And you're the one talking to him. You don't need no pope, priest, rabbi, bishop, apostle, disciple, or 10 buck 2 Alamazoo, or Elmer Fudd to come around and talk to you bald-headed. You don't need him. You need you and your desire to find your Savior. And you got it mixed. You got it right there. You see? That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. We're coming into the program, family. We'll let you know my broadcast, Bible studies, are played up at highpointradio.net. Also, he plays my Bible studies and broadcast randomly on his show, their network. Who? John Kirkler, that's who. H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. And he's got sponsors where? In New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He's got towers up there. And if you go on his website, highpointradio.net, you'll find out his sponsors and use them if you're in those three states, if you can. Otherwise, give him a hand. Call him up. What kind of help does he need? For me, he just plays my broadcast, and I appreciate it. I've got a website, watchmanforjesus.com, and I got a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. Facebook. Oh, I got my personal one, Tom Gamble, Facebook. And that's it. No big deal. I keep things pretty much simple. But my broadcasts aren't simple. I guess maybe I shouldn't load you down on this, but family, I know what I'm talking about. But I don't want you to believe me. I want you to challenge everything I say. Get in the habit of challenging everything you hear on the radio. Everything you hear on TV, you challenge it. Don't be lazy. You find out. And there's coming a time when all this is going to go poof and quit. And you're going to be in the tribulation. And your decision is going to be real about where you're going to end up for an eternity. Because when you die, you just don't go away. Your body goes to your soul goes to heaven or goes to hell. Rapture, I'm not getting into that because nobody knows. Nobody can tell you. We're not in the tribulation yet. We're not even in 1,000 years yet. And those that tell you that are either lying or deceived. But we're coming right around to it, though, I tell you that. And that's the purpose of my broadcast, is to show you how close we are. That's it. How it is on the head knowledge on the ground, connected with the spiritual knowledge about Jesus. And there's your mix. And there's your connection. So family, I appreciate y'all coming by today. And know that they've lost already. They have lost this war. They lost it on the cross of Calvary. We right now are just counting the casualties of who rejects Jesus Christ. To count those that's going to live for eternity, they accept Jesus Christ. That's the real bottom line. And to wake up these churches. Goodness gracious alive. Well, y'all have a good night. And know that he's won already. Don't let him put fear in you. To take that fear away. Be strong in his might. Because he's coming back. And none other can make that same claim. He can. Have a good night and God bless you all. And tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9. And we'll see y'all tomorrow, 4 o'clock. I'm going to hit the ground running. Yeah, I am. Put your go-fasters on and get ready to go fast. We'll see y'all tomorrow or tonight if you're going to come by. This is your watchman, Thomas Gamble, and I am signing off.
Into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
I am with you every day to the end.